We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. And appreciate the goodness of the Lord and appreciate you being here in this service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. There's I'd just like to say that I appreciate the vote of confidence that we're your new pastor, if you didn't know it. And I appreciate the opportunity. I really do. There's things that I guess we'd all like to see one way or another. Talking to a preacher brethren the other day, and he made mention, he said, you know, he said, I'd like to see somebody saved. And that's what we'd all like, I believe. If you're coming, if you're really doing that the Lord have you to do. And I'm going to say this to us. It ought to be in our hearts. If you're a member of Mountain View Baptist Church, it ought to be in your heart to advance. Yes, Lord. It's in your church covenant. And if you ain't got a copy of it, we'll give you one. And you need, every now and again, to look at it and to read it. I'm going to read a portion of it. I'm not going to read all of it. But this word's in there. It says, we also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, excessive anger, to abstain from the sale of and the use of intoxicating drinks as a beverage, to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. Amen. And when something is advanced, it's not going backwards. You don't advance backwards. Them two words are different. Forward, backwards. Amen. To advance something means to go forward. Press on. I cannot make you do one thing, nor will I ever. But it'd be my prayer that you had it in your heart to advance the kingdom of our Savior. One to another. It takes us all. I don't know about you. I don't live in this world alone. Do you? Think about it. Most of us are around people most of the time. Well, preacher, I just can't make them come. No, but just ask them. Just ask them. You young folks, I appreciate we've got quite a few young folks that comes here to Mountain View. And I appreciate every one of them. Honest as I can be. There's some of them that's got potential. Potential. Preacher, they're young. Doesn't matter. They got potential. They've got something to bring to this church. And I'm going to charge you young folks to try to gather some more with you. Bring them. Now, I'm going to get on the subject just before I get preaching and talking, I'm just going to tell you some of the things that I've got this morning. And it's for us. If you're a member of this church, you ought to try your best to get up 1.5 hours earlier. Preacher just takes 1.5. Set your clock. Put your mind to it. I'm going to be at Sunday school. There's more things that goes on in Sunday school than that you're missing. You absolutely are missing. Preacher, I just ain't one of them that goes to Sunday school. Well, you live with that. This church has Sunday school. We're here for a reason. You just miss. You just miss. That's all I can tell you. You just miss. Well, preacher, they don't want to hear what I got to say. Do you know you're able to express yourself in Sunday school? You are. More so than you are during the worship service. Now, it about takes a ball of fire to get some of you up. I know it does. I know how you are. Well, preacher, I ain't moving unless the Spirit. Well, sometimes the Spirit has to knock you down before you'll move. This is an observation of mine, but it's mine. You can wait too long to get up and do what the Lord's laid on your heart to do. Well, preacher, I don't want to get in the preacher's time, and I don't want to get in this time. Well, whose time is it? Church, there's not a one of you, not a one of you sitting here that gets in a hurry to go home when the Spirit of God is moving. I know it for a fact. Sing as long as you want to sing. Let the preacher preach as long as he can preach in the Spirit. Amen. And if God lays something on your heart, we want to hear it. Yeah. That's the way it ought to be. Yeah. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 28th chapter of St. Matthew. And the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. You'll find in this chapter, I'm not going to read it all, but you'll find in this chapter that Christ has risen. And he appeared. Says he appeared to the women, then he appeared to the disciples. So this is after his resurrection. I'm going to start with the 16th verse. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion out of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, and then some out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And we had asked that you pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll do, which way we might go, but this is what I've got, and we'll do our best with that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here, and that when the Lord had risen, he sent his men, he sent his disciples out, and he told them, therefore go out and to preach and to teach all nations. One writer puts it in one place, and it says, preach the word to every creature. Every creature. I thought a lot of times we think that that verse does not apply to us, or it does not apply to this day. But those men were on a commission. They was on a commission. That God had told them, Jesus had sent them to preach the word. We'll find over in the book of Paul's writing, in that of the Corinthians, that Paul made mention of his ministry. I read it to you. And that of how he commended himself to the souls of men. That's exactly what he is saying. It's what he is talking about. That he had commended himself to the souls of men, preaching the gospel. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I want to go back just a minute, and then I'll come forward, Lord help me, in just a little bit. Brethren, when we talk about creatures, we're not talking about four-footed things. The Bible says, if you'll remember, there's a time that Peter was on the housetop. And the Bible said that Cornelius was down in his place of praying and giving alms unto God. And God heard his prayer. And Peter was on the top of the housetop. And this was after, my friend, that Christ had risen, and is even after the days of Pentecost. And the scripture says that Peter saw in a trance while he is on this housetop a sheet that come down, my friend, and it was knit on four corners, and it was full of all manner of beasts and creeping things, all manners, all kinds, clean and unclean. And the Bible says that the angel told Peter, said, arise and eat. And Peter said, I have never eaten that which is common nor unclean. Brethren, I want you to know that God showed him that all creatures, my friend, needed the gospel, needed to be saved, needed to hear what Peter had to say. Bible said that this thing was done three times. Three times did this sheet come up and down before Peter. And then the Lord spoke to him and he said, call not thou that common which I have cleansed. Brethren, that God has cleansed, thank God, is pure. Brethren, and it takes the word of God, it takes the power of God, it takes the Spirit of God, brethren, to make you clean this morning. It most certainly does. Yes, it does. There's folks, my friend, running around this world, and brethren, they think that they've got a hold on the Word of God. I've got news for you. It's not my Word. Brethren, it's God's Word this morning. That's what makes the difference. It's the Spirit of God that makes the difference. Does it not? I venture to say there's probably not any of you in here that don't know what the Spirit of God is and what it feels like and what it is to you. You say, preacher, I'm lost. I got news for you. If you've been here much at all, you've seen the Spirit of God in action, my friend. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Brethren, he told them over there to go and to preach unto every creature. Brethren, that don't leave nobody out. That don't mean Randy Jackson can pick who he's going to preach to and who he's not. Brethren, every creature covers everything under the sun, my friend. It most certainly does. There's things, Paul, if there's ever a man of God that had a heart of God, brethren, and had a heart in him that wanted to preach for God, it was Paul. It was Paul. If there's a man, my friend, he wrote a lot of books, 13, I believe, 13 of them he wrote. Brethren, not only that, he felt like an outcast sometimes. He felt like a loner sometimes. He felt like everything was against him sometimes. And brethren, he still preached the gospel. It'll take the gospel today. It most certainly will. I've never, and I'll just be honest with you, I'm not, my friend, don't you get me wrong. I'm not comparing myself to Paul or anybody else in the Scriptures, but I'll tell you one thing. This word that I preach is not mine. Brethren, it's God's, and I try to wait on Him. Yes, I do. There's things it would to God. I would to God. Personally, I would to God, my friend, that you had a heart, brethren, that's just like mine. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, why would you say that? If you've been born again, you've got one. Yes, you do. You cannot deny it. Thank God it'll override you. It'll point you in a different direction this morning. Yes, it will. Preacher, if I live for God, does it mean everything's going to be straightened out in my life? No. No. The answer's no. Why, preacher, I'm a child of God. Yeah, but they sometimes, brethren, how in the world you think a person learns how to swim? Huh? How do you think they learn how to swim? Brethren, you can't swim in shallow water. You can't do it. People like to stay around the banks. They like to keep their foot on the ground. Brethren, I got news for you. You ought to get in this Word of God to where you have to swim, thank God. I know you say, preacher, I'm not a swimmer. I ain't talking about natural swimming. Brethren, the Word of God ought to mean something to you. Not only should it mean something to you, I'll go back to what I said about Sunday school. You'll learn more in Sunday school than your heart can contain. Yes, sir. If you really want to know about God, brethren, get in God's Word. See if it won't point you in the right direction. See if it won't lead you in a different path. Preacher, I want to live my own life. We're living in that day. We're living in the time where they don't want anybody around to tell me what to do. Anybody around me to tell me how to live my life. Brethren, and I'll tell you folks right now, my kind of preaching ain't too popular. Listen. Why, preacher? Because people feel like that I'm preaching to them. I want you to know something. The Word of God, my friend, will move your heart if you'll let it this morning. Amen. Yes, it will. It'll make you do things you wouldn't normally do. Not only that, it'll show you things, my friend, about God that you don't know. You don't see, you don't realize it. Brethren, but our gospel's not hid to you. It's hid to the lost. Ain't that what he said? If our gospel be hid, it's hid to the lost. My friend, if it's hid to you, you must be lost. That's all I can tell you. You say, preacher, don't preach stuff like that. My friend, that's what the book said. I read it to you. That's what Paul said. Brethren, and Paul was preaching to people and he's trying to help them that they might advance the kingdom of the Savior. Is that not right? Brethren, we're doing the same thing. Preacher, you just ain't never made it to 2025. Let me tell you something. Brethren, God is the same God today as He was 100 years ago, as He was 1,000 years ago, as He was 6,000 years ago. He is the same God. I read in that Word, my friend, where He says, I am the Lord, I change not, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Yes, sir. He don't change. Amen. He don't change for you. He don't change for me. Amen. I'll read the same words you do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you was in our Sunday school, you would find out that there's more than one of us. Yes, sir. You have a carnal mind. I'm going to say you have a carnal spirit. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something about that carnal mind. The Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity toward God. Enmity. The carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can be. Carnal. Now I'm going to preach to you and I'm going to tell you this morning that, brethren, that carnal mind can be overcome. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Brethren, your mind can be overcome by the Spirit of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Yes, it can. Not only, my friend, you ain't your own. If you're a child of God, you have been bought with a price. Yes, you have. And the Bible says you are not your own. Whether you'll have it or not, that's the gospel. Yes, sir. That's the word. Brethren, you let that word get in that mind. That carnal mind will cease. Yes, sir. I know where I'm at. These things, my friend, you say, preacher, I tell you, years ago, you don't hear it much anymore, thank God. Years ago, my friend, a good old saying went around, well, the devil made me do it. Well, the devil made me do it. I got news for you. The devil been judged. A lot of people don't know that. The devil's already been judged. I'll tell you one thing about the devil knows his destination. He knows his final outcome. Yes, sir, and it ain't good. Brethren, he don't like being you today because we've got something that will overcome the devil. Amen. Have you ever heard the saying, well, that man's got the devil? I can tell you about one man that had legions. 12 of them, matter of fact. Legions. His name was Legion. Because of the evil spirits that had overcome him. You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, when Jesus got finished with Legion, them devils, thank God, had no control.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Get your heart where it belongs. You'll find out you can overcome the carnal mind. You can overcome the natural man. You can overcome the natural flesh. And I'm going to be plain with you. I ain't talking about this skin. Neither was the Word of God. Huh? Three things in this world the Lord hated. Did not say three things I hate. Lust of what? The flesh. Lust of the eye and the pride of life. Yes, sir. Them three things he said, I hate. I hate. Brethren, that raises up in you that we call the flesh, my friend, is a spiritual being. Preacher, I ain't gonna have that. It's the truth. Search it. Search it. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. That finger ain't got no lust in it. I'd cut it off. It wouldn't have one iota to do with the lust that this old man has. You hear me? Listen. Some of you think God old enough, been saved long enough, that you ought to be able to put the devil to flight. That's what you want to call him. Yes, sir. We cop out. I just be honest. We cop out too many times. Brethren, I'll tell you something. What James said in the book of James, it talks about being tempted. And so it said, let no man say that he is tempted of the Lord with evil. He said, but a man is tempted when he is drawn away with his own lust. Did y'all hear that? Own. O-W-N. Own. That means you. That means me. On with your own lust. And when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. Listen. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death this morning. That's what the Word of God teaches us.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I didn't write it. But I'm going to tell you something, Bruce Owens. I believe it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I believe it. I believe it just like James said. There ain't a person in this room, brethren, that can make me sin. Do you know that? Not one of you. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It don't matter what comes against you. Folks, there's a way to handle the distresses of this life. Yes, they are. Sometimes we have to put this old man down. Not sometimes, about all the time. You're going to have to crucify this man. Yes, you are. Preacher, I don't know how to do that. You need to learn how. You need to learn, my friend, what it is, brethren, to get this man down to where you can enjoy your salvation. If you don't, you ain't never going to be happy. No, sir, Reed. I'm just going to be honest with you and plain with you this morning. Brethren, the ways that we've got of dealing with some of our deals, my friend, ain't right today. Let God lead you. Preacher, I'm happier than I've ever been. Well, it must be false happiness. You're wearing a frown all day long. Hear me. Think about it. Preacher, this world don't live like I want it to. Get in the boat, folks. We're all in it together.
Amen.
Yes, sir. A lot of things don't go like I'd like for them to. No, sir. There's a lot of things, my friend, naturally speaking, that I wonder sometimes, and I just get down and I say, Lord, you're going to have to help me. Yes, sir. Preacher, you need help every day. Every day. Yes, sir. I'm not a bit better than anybody else. I could sit under an old oak tree, and I'm going to be honest with you, I've about been there here lately. Oh, Elijah, you can talk what you want to, but Elijah was on that mountain Brethren, he is on that mountain. He called fire right down out of heaven. And God answered him, Robert, and give him the fire, thank God. Did he not? Next move that old Elijah made, he run out under an oak tree. Started whining. That's just exactly what he done. You say, preacher, you don't never get in that mode. You don't never see that mode. I hope you never do. But I about found myself in the same place Elijah was. I'm honest. Just tell you. Sitting under an old oak tree, you know what the angel come by? Elijah, arise and eat. He did. You know what he done? He laid back down. Ain't that what we do a lot of times? Oh, we'll get up for a good service. My friend on fire for God, he said it this morning. We're going to do better. We're going to live better. We're going to talk better. We're going to build us an altar. We're going to pray to God 3 times a day. We're going to get right with God. And the next thing you know, we ain't done nothing. That's exactly what Elijah done. He arose and he ate. And he laid right back down. Listen. You ain't going to like me. You say, preacher, we thought you'd give us a good message. Being a good, your first day back. Listen to me. There ain't but one thing that'll work, folks. And that's the Word of God. And if I had to get plain, thank God, God help me. That's all I can say. Amen. God help me. But a lot of us has done exactly like Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
We've arose and we've eaten. We've come. We've sat right back down. Yeah. In our comfy chair. Yes, sir. That's what he done. Laid down. Went back to sleep.
He did.
God wasn't finished with him. Not yet. Not yet. Elijah, while he was in that condition, he cried to God and he said, God, just wished I'd die. He felt all alone. Felt like he was the only one, Daniel. Yes, sir. I can't help you when you feel all alone. But brethren, there's one that can.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes, sir. I can't help you when you're in trouble. All I can do is pray for you.
Yeah.
I've had people to call me and they'd talk to me and then they just keep talking. And at the end of their conversation, they say, Randy, I know all you can do is pray for me. They answered a lot of their own questions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But they needed somebody to talk to. You hear me? They needed somebody, my friend, they could share, thank God, their situation with, whether I could help them or not. Most of the time I couldn't. Just pray for them. And then they'd ask me a question and they'd say, wait a minute, I know what you're going to say. They know. They knowed without a doubt. Yes, sir. They ain't no need in us having long conversations, my friend, about situations. Brethren, I got news for you. I don't care whether you got yourself in the situation or whether God put you there. He can get you out.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he can. But sometimes you got yourself there, there'll be a little retribution come with it.
Yes.
Preacher, I won't have that. You won't have the word then. You won't have the book. Brethren, most of this world's living under false identities.
Yes,
yes sir. They're living under false pretenses. They're living under false directions. And you know what? The world loves it. They love it. We've talked about some of it. I hate to say it. It's a shame. It's just a shame at the church members across this world that have professed a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. They ought to get their heart right with God and ask the church to forgive them, or they ought to tell God just to get rid of them. Preacher, you're too strong. They need to be busy. Listen, brethren, we ain't playing a game. I don't care. I've heard men preach that we're in the Saturday evening of time. I've heard that mentioned time after time after time. Can I tell you something? Paul preached in such a manner. He preached in such a manner that the people thought that the Lord was coming back right then.
Yes,
yes sir. They felt like, brethren, I've got to get something in line with God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lord. Hear me. Hear me. Folks, God loves us. God loves us. That covenant mean anything to you? I believe there's something in there that talks about striving for the advancement. I'd have to look. I ain't got it all. One mind, one accord. Listen. Paul preached in such a manner, brethren, and left things in such a manner with the people that they had no doubt, no doubt what his message was about. God love us. God care for us. God have mercy on us. Preacher, it ain't as serious as you putting on this morning. I want you to know it's more so. It's more so. Some of you younger ones need to see the need. You need to see the need of the church for your part. Yes, you do. Preacher, don't get on to us. Listen. If we're going to advance the kingdom of our God, then there's going to be some interest somewhere. Are they not? There's going to be some interest. I thought how good the choir was singing this morning. They would have sounded better if we'd had more men. I'm just telling you the truth. We've had them. We've had them up here. And them women and them men get to blending. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Do you know what it takes? It takes women and it takes men.
Yeah, listen.
It takes us all. Yes, it does. I venture to say, you won't know what I think of you, I'm going to tell you. I venture to say there's very few choirs, I'm going to say, in this world that does any better than ours. Why, preacher, that's a broad statement. I ain't talking about all that other stuff. I'm talking about when you sang from the heart. When you sang from the heart, my friend, I'll guarantee you, there's something else accompanies it.
Amen.
Are they not, Jeff? Yes, they are. It gets a hold of you.
Yes.
It stirs something in you.
What you're singing about.
Sister Shirley was talking about a lady this morning and what she had left behind. Mm-hmm. What she had left behind.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a row of them right here. And there's two of them set on the front. Were they not? And on this side, they was men. These first three or four of them. Some of them men that sat here was husbands of some of them. And some of them wouldn't. Preacher, we ain't going to back up. I ain't talking about backing up. I'm talking about going forward.
Amen.
Young ladies, some of you got out of high school, fixing to go to college. You'll probably learn a lot of things and not out of books. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're a child of the Lord, be a child of the Lord.
Amen.
No matter where you are. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll listen to me, you'll appreciate it in days to come.
Amen.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And then you know what you're going to do? When you get done with all your learning and everything and you get you a good job and everything settles back down and it gets on your heart to go to the house of God, you know where you're going to be? Right here at Mountain View.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Preacher, you really think that? I know that. I know that. I know the Lord's dealt with them, don't we? We've seen the evidence that God's with you. You can't hide it. But I'm going to be as honest as I can be. If you want to be one of these grandmas that fill these pews, that knowed what it was when the Spirit of God come by, that knowed what it was when a man of God got up to preach and they had just said, you could see it on their face. Brethren, they is preaching with you. Yes, sir. Just pushing. Pushing. A lot of folks don't think that happens, but I got news for you. You determine a lot of times how the service goes. Not a lot of times. All the time. All the time. It's what happens. Preach the word to every creature. I got a lesson in that years ago. I hadn't thought too much about that scripture. Come and get a verse of a song. I think I'm done. Preacher, you've messed up Jake today. Well, all I can say is Jake be messed up. I preached you what I had, what the Lord gave me. Now I'll make this statement before I say what I was going to say. It'd probably leave me. It's not my goal as a preacher to preach to you, to send you to hell. That's not my goal. That's not my goal. If my preaching sends you to hell, then I've missed the mark. You hear me? But I'm going to have to stand just exactly like what I read to you this morning. My preaching is that of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not me. It's not mine. It's His. And folks, there ain't but one way I'm trying to point you, and that's to Him. You hear me? To Him. You'll make it if you make it to Him. You'll make it. Preacher, what do you mean? You're going to have a relationship with Him. One-on-one. One-on-one. And I'll promise you, folks, I don't care what kind of mess you get in. If you'll turn to the Lord, He will help you. He will. He'll do all in His power. But you're going to have to listen. You're going to have to listen. And you're going to have to listen to that Spirit. We need it. We sang a song, I need Thee every hour. Every hour, I need Thee. Huh? I do. May God have mercy. You say, preacher, that don't sound too good. May God have mercy. Oh, my soul. Why, preacher? I need it. Don't you? I need it. Preach the word to every creature. As a man called me one time, help him in revival. I was young, probably hadn't looked at some things the way I should have looked at them. But that man's life was in a condition that I didn't agree with. And I told that man, I said, I'm not going to help you. He asked me why, and I told him. I thought I was doing the right thing. I really did. I have no clue in this world. About 2 days later, I got a phone call from my elder preacher. He started talking and he said, Brother Randy, he said, did the Lord call you to preach? I said, yes, sir. He said, do you get to pick who you preach to? I had to think a minute. I said, I shouldn't. He said, the word says, preach to every creature. He said, don't you think them people need preaching to? As they end the conversation. He wasn't trying to hurt me. And the truth of it is, he didn't hurt me. I heard him. And I'd read what he said. I knowed. You know what I done? I cried to God. Asked God to forgive me. And from that day to this, I'm going to be honest with you, no matter what the circumstance has been, Daniel, when a man calls, he tells me the Lord's laid me on his heart. I said, I do the best I can. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You hear me? Every creature needs the Word of God. Me and you don't pick and choose who we give it to. You hear me? Me and you don't pick, my friend, who and are the decision of who we're going to keep friends with and who we're not. I told a man just yesterday, and I told him, I said, you know, I've used a lot of men I disagreed with. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and he said, I know you have. I know you have. Listen, it ain't my word. Randy Jackson don't have control over the Word of God. Folks, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. It's not my word. It's His word. And brethren, His word will draw you to Him.
Amen.
That's all I can say. It'll draw you. It will. You may run. You may run fast as a rabbit. And I got news for you. He's quicker than that. Yes, He is. I understand when men say they'd run from their calling. I think a lot of us just run. May God lay heavy on your soul. As a member of Mountain View Baptist Church, may God lay heavy on your soul. Hear me? Preacher, I wouldn't say that. There's some things, my friend, that needs to be just like it was in the days of Samuel, when God called Samuel. He went to Eli, and Eli said, go lay back down. God called him again. Went to Eli, and he said, go lay back down. God called him again. Eli perceived, didn't he? He perceived. He said, you go lay back down, and when he calls, you just say, thy servant heareth. That's my prayer for you. When God calls you, you just say, my servant, hear it. Thank God. Let Him talk to you. Let Him guide you. Let Him lead you. You know what's going to happen? The kingdom of our Lord will advance. Amen. Let us stand.